Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Now, I've got your email.
Yeah.
How can I help you? How do you need my help?
It's a bit of a weird one, really. I don't even know why I thought you'd be the best person to ask, but basically, I need your help convincing my mum that I'm not gay.
Right, so you immediately thought, who would the best person to help with that be? I know, yeah. I'll ring Scott Mills.
Well, knowing your track record, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's bound to believe me, out of anybody. Okay, well, why do you need to convince her? What's the problem?
There's just a few things that she says and kind of makes out that, you know, normal mums wouldn't say if they didn't have a bit of a suspicion.
Does it really matter?
No, I mean, I've got no problem with it all. I mean, I think the biggest thing is that I've got a gay mate, and, we hang around together a lot and stuff, and I think my mum might presume something's going on between us that, you know, isn't, obviously. We're just mates, and I'm not gay. But,
So you're just getting a little bit annoyed because, obviously, you're not, and she just keeps on thinking that you are.
Yeah, exactly. I know, like, you know, again, I've got nothing wrong with it, but,
She wouldn't have a problem with it, right?
No, I'm sure. I mean, the weird thing is that my sister's getting married soon, and, you know, normally when, you know, a mum would ask, are you bringing anyone, she didn't really do it in a conventional way. Her question to me was, you know, are you bringing along a boy or a girl? Boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Right.
It was boy being mentioned first, and I thought,
So your mum is convinced that you're gay, but if she's saying that, isn't she?
Pretty much. And to be honest, I think she may have told people in my family that I am as well.
Who?
Pretty much everyone. Makes Christmases and stuff a little bit interesting. No one seems to ask me at all if I've got a girlfriend. They just brush over the subject.
Like, no one mentions it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there before.
All been there.
So your friends don't think that you are, it's just your mum, yeah?
No, yeah, it's just my mum. Well, okay. Maybe the rest of my family because of her, but everyone else knows I'm not.
Right.
She just needs some convincing.
Right, because you know what mums are like. You don't fall into any kind of stereotype that might get her thinking that?
I don't think so.
You don't lasso to the latest high-energy chart hits like Chopper?
No.
What's your job?
I'm a trainee chef.
Right. See, maybe she thinks that's a bit suspect, cooking. Because all the celebrity chefs are gay, aren't they? Gordon Ramsay, yeah. Jamie Oliver, Ainsley Harriet.
Anthony Worrell Thompson.
They all love it, don't they? Maybe, Paul.
Yeah.
It would just be easier if you were. Wouldn't
but
it?
I'm not. Yeah, okay, maybe it'd be easier, but I'm not.
Just for an easy life and to sort of show, you know, make your mum feel better that she's right, you know?
Because we all
know that being gay is a decision, isn't it, that you make?
I'll do that. I'll go gay. That'll be easier. Thanks, Scott, for your help.
Paul, just give it a try. Then that way, nobody will be confused. Apart from you, maybe.
I'm not confused. You're supposed to be on my side for this one.
He is trying. You did ask him for his help, you know?
The only idea I can think of really at the moment, Paul, is just go aggressively heterosexual around the house. All right, tonight, buy a copy of OHM, go home and just, with your mum in earshot, go, whoa, look at her!
I don't want to go, you know, over the top, you know, because they
why not?
Say, well, there is that saying, he does protest too much.
Is that what very heterosexual men do, is it?
I think so.
Is it? Four.
Either that, Paul.
Yeah.
Or, you know, give it a go. You don't know until you tried it. In that way, everyone's a winner. Your mum would be right. Or maybe, just like every Tuesday and Thursday, go gay or something.
Tuesday and Thursday gay days.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm available for the Sunday surgery. I've already won Sunday surgery if anyone wants me. Anybody?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, I think this is going to be the most popular download in Radio 1 history.
Excellent.
Right. I heard Joe playing this and I heard Edith play it earlier. This is when we combine the noises of Joe Wiley on a roller coaster in Blackpool with Edith, who was doing a bit of sledging yesterday on people's snow days. And we just kind of put them together and then the magic happened. And due to popular demand, you can now get this on your phone. If you've got WAP, you just text the word mobile to 81199. There are always loads of sounds there on the Radio 1 mobile site. This is just the latest of those sounds.
If this becomes the most popular download ever, does that mean we could get it to number one?
I don't know.
We all just looked at each other then, didn't we? In a kind of, actually, we've no idea.
That went the whole way around the room, didn't
it? And you, me, and the one that doesn't speak, we each took it in turns to look at each other and shrug our shoulders.
I don't
we
know.
We have no idea.
I don't know.
But
that would be great.
But if it could qualify, then that'd be great if it could knock Mika straight in at one.
This is the noise that you can now get. It's Joe on a roller coaster and Edith on a sledge. Now, also, if there are any other Radio 1 DJs who you'd like to hear in a similar situation, maybe we could arrange it. And then we could just, like, record it and then put them together and it'll sound like that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you'd like to hear Annie Mack doing some kind of extreme sport, she fancies going bungee jumping, I'm sure we could arrange that. Or, you know, parachuting with Fern Cotton, that would be good. We'd get the noise we required there. Or maybe trampolining with Annie Nightingale, you'd like that one,
wouldn't
you?
Well, that'd be very good. Bobsleighing with Westwood as well.
Now, I know this is not that likely, but if I know that Edith is getting the train to Doncaster right now. Yeah. Now, if you're on the train to Donny right now, right, and you see Edith Bowman, please, please, please text mobile to 81199, get that on your phone, and imagine how embarrassed you'll be when you're sat a few feet away from her, and that noise has come out of your phone. So you can have it as the noise when someone calls you up, you can have it as your message alert. It's Joe and Edith, available now, if you text the word mobile, if you've got WAP, to 81199.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
Now, I don't know whether you missed this, but we've discovered a new favourite radio show this week. This lady started off talking about fudge in the real small hours of the morning. Yeah. Some amazing stuff goes on the air at 4 o'clock. Just twiddle around a bit. It's quite special. But now she's been promoted till 7 till 10 on Radio Norfolk. We love her. Her name is Sue Marchant. She's also on four other BBC radio stations of an evening as well. Now, she's got a quiz on her show, which is called...
What is it?
Where she gives you a clue and you have to guess what it is.
What is it?
Now, a lot of people wanted to know the answer yesterday, didn't they?
It did.
The clue was often misleading and I keep bumping into it. Now, thank you so much if you texted in with the answer yesterday. I do actually have the answer here.
You don't.
Because a lot of people wanted to know. I feel it's only my responsibility that I should do that.
Yeah. And for what is it, last night's has been correctly answered at the very final, at last orders last night. And it was John over there in upstate New York who managed to get it. It was car wing mirrors.
Car wing mirrors was the answer. Often misleading and I keep bumping into it.
John in upstate New York?
I know. Blimey.
Listening to BBC Radio Norfolk.
Well, strange things have happened. Now, there's a new What Is It?
What is it?
Would you like to play?
Oh, go on then.
What is it? Good for just one thing, or though other things will do. Definitely not a goldfish and not a sponge. Is it snow? Says Anita. No, it isn't. Lovely. I just think that's brilliant. I really do. You're making me giggle.
What is it?
Not snow. Why is she giggling?
I don't know. Why was that funny? Any idea?
Good for just one thing.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
I can't say.
What is it?
What is it?
Hmm?
What is it?
Now, did you notice that she said thanks to Anita at the end? Now, I have to admit, that was me texting in to see if Sue would maybe try and play the American name game, because she reads out everything else. Yeah. So that was me texting in as Anita Beaver, but she wouldn't have any of it. I think she's on to us.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.